Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green.
That's right. Welcome to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Here we are. I am your host again, Ryan C. Green. This is where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. And I am excited about another episode, another chance to reach out and talk to you about how to pursue your passions, how to make them into profitable enterprises, and how to just go after it, how to take control of your life and your destiny and your purpose through pursuit of your passion. So if you've missed any past episodes and want more information on how to become a passionpreneur or want more resources, please join us at www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Go onto the website. Make sure you join the email list. Follow us on social media. Be a part of the growth, a part of the movement of what we're doing. Make sure you join us. Then, also going over to my personal website, www.ryancgreen.com. That's Green with the E. Have tons of tools over there and resources for you to follow, for you to be a part of everything that I do, calendar of events and things that are going on, all my other resources. You can follow me on Twitter, at I am Rod G. Follow me on Instagram the same way. Facebook, you can follow me at I am Rod G page. So I'm excited. I'm not going to be for you long today. I am not going to take a lot of time, but there's something that's been on my mind for a long time, something that I've instituted into my own business. And I thought, hey, Ryan, why haven't you shared this with your listeners yet? So I want to share something with you today, just a mindset piece, something that can really change your business and change your growth, and for those who are out there trying to build, who are in the groundwork, who are really out there in the midst of this thing, building your dreams. A lot of times you can get frustrated. We can reach walls, we can hit walls, and feel like we're doing everything we have to be, everything to our business. I've heard it described as solopreneur, and one thing that we kind of embrace that. When it's your business, it doesn't feel as taxing sometimes. It definitely feels taxing, but it doesn't. You don't want to quit because it's yours. You'll put in that extra effort and energy when it's yours. So you go out there and do it. And then what have we done as entrepreneurs? What do we do? How do we romanticize that process? We've done something, and we call it the grind, right? We call it the grind. Well, today I want to share something with you, and to help you, because I believe words are important. I believe that the words you put out into the universe, they come to life, and I believe that when we put words out there and we describe our business and our process as the grind, then that's exactly what happens. So today, my mission for today is to simply get you to stop grinding. I want you to quit grinding. I want you to listen to this episode today and never grind at your business again. Now, I know you're saying, Ryan, what in the world are you talking about? Well, listen to this. Let me break this down for you. I want to share a definition. Like, what is grind? We talk about grind, and I know how we define it in our businesses. We're out there grinding. We're out there working hard. We're out there at the networking events. We're at home doing our marketing pieces. We're creating our product. We're out there selling it. We're out there doing signings. We're out there selling our proposals. We're out there cutting the lawns. We're grinding, right? And it sounds good. It's work. You know, we're working pretty much what we're doing. We're doing the work of an entrepreneur. But here's what grind means. If you look up the word grind, it means reduced to small particles by crushing. So when we're out there grinding, think about grinding and think about your business. And when you're out there grinding, I mean, is it Are you building something or are you crushing it to small particles? You know, you're getting little bits and pieces. You're having some minor success, but nothing's ever really taking off. You're getting a resemblance of some success, but you're never really having something you can say, this is my business and I run my business. My business no longer runs me. Because we're grinding, we're crushing everything. That's what grinding is. When you grind, you're crushing something into small particles. And too many of us have spent too much time crushing our business into small particles because we're trying to do it all ourselves. Here's what I want you to start doing today. From this point forward, I want you to never grind again, and I want you to build. I want you to start building your business. I'm out here, be out there building, no longer grinding. Here's the thing. Here's the definition of build: to construct something by putting parts together over time. To construct something by putting parts together over time. You know, so many of us want we want it to happen right now. Or have you ever heard of the overnight success? A lot of times we see successes and we see the finished product of people who may be doing the same thing we want to do, or they may be our mentors and role models, and we see the finished product and we think, boom, I want to be them. But we don't know how much time they put in as they put the parts together, as they continually built what they have. You know, and that's what we want to focus on as business owners, making sure that we're building something, not crushing something. And any time that we build something, it must be built on a strong foundation. And I want to talk a little bit today about how we're going to begin building our business on a strong foundation. If you look up the definition of foundation, the foundation is the lowest load-bearing part of a building. It's typically below ground level, and it's unseen. Underlying basis or principle for something. Okay, so we're talking about building a foundation. We want to talk about we're building our business now. We want to build our business on a strong foundation. Okay, this is the part that most people don't see. This is not the sexy part of business, okay? This isn't the fun part. This isn't the part that's going to be getting you listed on all kinds of accolades. This isn't the part that's going to have you on a red carpet. This isn't the part that people are going to see and understand. This is the part when someone asks you, did you expect to have so much success? You can look back and say, heck yeah, I expected to have so much success because I built a foundation over time to get here. So, you know, many of us, we have great talents, we have great skills or products or services, but we have no foundation, okay? We have nothing that we're building it upon. We get confused in thinking that our business is a product, and what we need to get change our mindset to is understanding that our business needs to be the foundation. I'm going to give you five pieces of what your foundation could consist of. And then when you have this foundation, the product or the service, you can take one any product or any new service, you just put it right into your foundation, and it goes through the same process. So many of us, we're thinking our business is from product to product to product. I'm an author. You know, my business shouldn't go from book to book to book. My business and my foundation should be able to support the next book goes right in, the next seminar goes right in, the next webinar, the next keynote speech. And for you, whether you're an artist, a musician, you're building a service, you're a hairdresser, you need to have the foundation there so that you're not busy grinding, but you can start building. So I want to talk about the five pieces, the five cornerstones of foundation that we need to make sure in our business we have. And then I'm going to be out. I want you to go ahead and listen to this episode over and over again till you can get these five pieces in place. Number one is that you have to have self-awareness. You're building your foundation of your business. It must consist of your own self-awareness. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you need to know who you are and be that. You can't be everything. If you're talking about a business, you're talking about building something that people are going to come to you, that you're going to draw people unto you, you need to know who you are, what you're going to be to your consumer, and be that. You can't be everything. You have to have some focus and say, this is who I am, this is what I'm bringing to the world, to the marketplace, and this is what I'm going to be. You have to know that going in, and that has to be who you are. You can't start a business and say you're going to be a real estate broker, But then also I want to, and then also, you know, I want to mentor other little kids and things like that and be a tutor. You know, you got to know who you are and you got to be that. All right. There's ways that you can kind of build different businesses around different things, but you need to know who you are and what you are to the world. Second is scope. Your foundation has to build upon some kind of scope. That means a mission or a purpose. You need to know what the mission and purpose of your business is going in. And that has to be the compass, the guiding light of your business. That way you're not always going to the next best thing. You know, it's so easy to get distracted if all you're thinking about is money. All you're thinking about is how can I get more of this or that. And you lose scope in the mission of your company. If it doesn't fit in to the mission and the scope of your company, you have to say no. You have to be able to look at an opportunity and say, you know what, this sounds good for someone else. This is not going to fit what I am looking for and what I am doing in my business. You know, I get approached all the time. You know, my background, many of you know, is through network marketing, and I learned a lot of leadership skills and a lot of things that I gained from my time in the company that I was in and I'm still currently in. And so I get approached all the time by people who want me to see their product, their company. And you know what? I simply have to say, that sounds great. I wish you the best, but it's not for me. It's outside of my scope, my mission, and my purpose. And you have to be able to do that as well in your business when you're building a foundation. The third thing is you need to have support. All right. You can't do this by yourself. You need to have a team around you. Okay. You know, so many of us who are grinding, what are we doing? We're grinding and we're crushing our business because we're out there doing it ourselves. But you need to have your team around you. You need to have people who are experts in other areas than you, who you can call on. You know, you need to have a marketing person, a sales person, a legal person, a person who's going to be honest with you, you know, an idea person. You need to have people who can go out and create content for you, someone who can go out and book media for you. Whatever it is you need for your business, you need to have a team. You can't do it yourself. You need to have a support system in place. You need to have a mastermind group. You know, get around other people who are like-minded, who are going to make you better. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, okay? You need to get around people who are going to make you better. Get that mastermind group so the people, when you walk out, you can feel like you can take on the world. You should walk out of a room, your mastermind group, when you meet with them, you should walk out the room thinking, oh, my God, what have I been doing all this time? I'm not working hard enough. I'm not thinking big enough. I'm not pushing strong enough. That's what a mastermind group should do for you. If you don't have one, you need to start that. You need to get around those people and get in that circle and build your mastermind group. Then, you know, as part of your support, you need doers. You need people who can do. And a lot of us are idea people, but you have your ideas, and then you have your people who can implement the ideas. Who's helping you get it done? Who's helping you when you say, I have an idea? You know, as a CEO, you can't go out and have all the ideas and go out and build every idea and be the front person for everything. You have to have people who can go out there and do it for you, brand managers, if you will. And then that takes me to the last piece of support is ambassadors. You need to have a team of cheerleaders who are out there telling the world about you, telling the world about your business. Who are your ambassadors? Who are the people who who are sharing your message, sharing your brand, making your stuff go viral on social media? Who are those people who can always be the ones who are going to tell people about you? That's your support system. So you need to find out who those people are. Start building that as you're building this foundation. So we have self-awareness. We have scope. We have support. The next thing is systems. You need to have the systems in place. This is where so many businesses fall short. Because you may have a good product. You may have a good service. You may be good at what you do. And people may love you. But what are your systems in place to make sure that your business is growing and your business runs well? With or without you, you want things to be automated. You want things to constantly speak to one another, to let you know what's going on, so the ball's not being dropped, so customers aren't getting upset that you're not following up. What are the systems you have in place? Here's a few systems you need to make sure that you have in place as you're growing your foundation to build your business. You need to have a CRM, a customer relations management system. How are you getting in touch with your customers? How are you keeping it on top of what you've talked about with each one of them? How are you reaching out to them? How are you staying in touch, getting on top of invoices and orders? How are you communicating with those customers as a business owner? You need to make sure you have that in place. You need to have a sales system to know what is the proper process for me to make a sale. You know, business is all about, you know, you have all this other stuff, but when at the end of the day, what it boils down to is, are you making a sale? That's what business is. Whether, you know, you sell, it doesn't matter what you're selling, but business is making some sort of sale once it's all said and done. What are your systems in place to make sure you're making sales and that the sales are doing what you promised they would do? Product delivery, how are you getting the product and the service that you deliver, that you provide, delivered to your customer? You need to have that system. A lot of this stuff should be automated. You know, the more you can automate, the better off you'll be. You want to be able to have this stuff in place where you can say, if someone's coming into your sales unit, you want this stuff to happen on its own as much as possible. You want them to be able to come in, go through your process, have a wonderful experience with your company, and have the product delivered to them. Then your marketing system. How are you marketing? How are you letting people know you're out there? What is that system that you use? And systems, the thing about systems, the system itself doesn't change. Only what goes into the system changes. But it should be the same system all the time. That's what makes it a system. You don't have to change every single time and reinvent the wheel. It's there for you. You're simply putting in a new product, putting in a new campaign, putting in a new customer, putting in a new service. But the system itself should always be the same. And that's what this is. That's why this is so important, because that's that foundation. Now you know that, okay, my systems are there. I don't need to worry about that. I just need to put a new product into it. Then finally, the follow-up. What is your follow-up system? How are you following up with people and making sure that they're pleased with what they got and they want to come back and get some more? How are you following up? You can't just go out there and get a customer one time and go out there and forget about them. Your goal was to get lifetime customers, but that's you have to have a follow-up system for that. And then the fifth piece of building that strong foundation is scalability. All right? You must be ready to handle growth before you actually grow. Does that make sense? You can't wait until your business, quote-unquote, takes off and then try to figure out how to sustain the growth. Your foundation for your home can hold more weight than is actually on the home, but it doesn't all have the weight on it at the beginning when it's built. You could put more weight on a foundation, but when you're building it, but you can't wait till it's already built then go back under and try to put more foundation. Okay, so when you're building your business, you want to have scalability. You need to make sure that the systems you're putting in place, the team, the scope, support, the self-awareness, it's all ready to grow. Scalability simply means growing, and can it be bigger? Can it reach more people, produce more product, sell more services? You need to have that in place ahead of time. Before, you need to know what your plan is. Okay, right now, here's the system I use. But my plan is, once I get to this level, I'm ready to upgrade to this system or this package or switch to this. But it's already in place and already part of the plan on what you know how you're going to do that. So that's the foundation. This has been on me for a minute. I'm probably even going to make a video describing this concept, because we have got to stop grinding. We've got to quit grinding and start building. So and build that strong foundation, which again is your self-awareness, your scope, support, systems, and scalability. You've got to stop grinding, start building, and watch the success that you'll have, you know, and watch how things will start to change and how much more fun you'll have while you're out here building your business. So listen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this week's episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Again, you can catch us every Tuesday on your favorite podcast listener. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Podcast Republic, we're everywhere. We'll be on iHeartRadio sooner or later. But do me a favor and share this information with your team. Share it with your audience. Let them know. If you got value out of what I just talked about today, please, you know, share the link. Let everyone else know about the Passionpreneurs Podcast. You know, become my brand ambassadors, if you will, and help me spread the message. If you're interested in being a guest on an upcoming episode of the Passionpreneurs, please email me at info@ryancgreen.com. We can discuss getting you on for a future episode. Also, one last thing. If you don't already have the Ryan C. Greene app downloaded to your phone, go ahead and do that. We have the Apple app. We have the Droid app. Go ahead and get the app downloaded to your phone. So many great features in there and benefits to yourself on how you can keep in touch and how we can just reach out and constantly get you that good information. So visit the website. Go and sign up at thepassionpreneurs.com for our email list. We've got big events coming up in 2016 as well. I just want to thank you all and look forward to talking to you next time. Again, my name is Ryan C. Greene. Live your most passionate and profitable life.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Greene. Thanks for listening.